Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. We are some crazy folks that get into searing meat, vegetables, maybe having a good Michigan microbrew once in a while, some excellent Michigan wines. I was talking with Wally from Domaine Berrien today or yesterday, and I mean, when you talk about wines in Michigan, beers in Michigan, pure Michigan grilling, that's what I'm talking about. We've got Shasta from Old World Olive Press filling in for Jop this morning. Good morning, Shasta.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for helping us out today. We were talking during the break about our grilling club and, you know, how Old World Olive Press is like the perfect place for that grilling club to meet.
Yeah, you bet. That's a great idea.
It is. So what we're doing is we're forming a grilling club. And I don't really think there will even be any dues. There's not going to really be any rules. Other than, you know, if it gets a little out of control, the grilling guys will hold it like a reset button, so we'll be able to push a reset button so that it...
Rewind.
Yeah, because we don't want our name on anything that gets out of control or illegal. So there'll be like, you know, nothing illegal going on there. That's a word to some of my friends.
You might have just lost a few.
Yeah. No, just seriously.
Your club just got smaller.
Right. I have that problem. It'll do that as soon as I show up anyway. But so anyway, we're forming a grilling club, and it's just going to be a once-a-month deal. It's actually going to be run by any of you that join. You're going to kind of make the rules. You're going to run the thing. You're going to oversee it. But what's going to happen is it's going to meet once a month at a location that's designated by the grilling guys, because our partners are actually going to help sponsor this thing, and people like K&M Dodge, Sobey Meats, Zager's, Spartan Stores. I can't wait till we do it at Spartan.
Yeah,
Hopefully they'll just let us run through the warehouse and get everything we need.
Like the five-minute shopping spree.
That's
Put
right.
Put as much in your car
that's right.
as you can in
I'm
5 minutes.
I'm bringing my truck.
Right.
We'll bring
Back
our,
it up.
We'll bring a Jop's grilling rig down there. You know, Garrett's Appliance is coming on. We've got just great places to meet for a club. So you don't have to be in anybody's backyard, but, you know, if that owner of that business wanted to do it in his backyard, that might be cool,
yeah,
too.
There might be some cool opportunities there as
that's
well.
That's right. We might have to go up to Fonger's high-rise condo and do it. You know, we could do it out on the balcony out there.
Oh, boy.
But 30 people on a balcony.
Right.
Sounds like a Youper song. So this grilling club, anyway, is going to be perfect for Old World Olive Press. I think I could see it, you know, we could shut down the street in Rockford in front of your store. It wouldn't be hard to do.
No.
We put Jop's grilling rig on one end and, you know, your big olive truck on the other
right
end.
Right on that perfect street that's not quite Main. We could pull that off.
Yeah,
I think we could pull that off.
And bring a bunch of grills in, and we share grilling recipes. And, you know, we're just kind of forming this thing. I do have some friends out in Kansas City, as you might have heard if you've listened to this show before. And they do this out there. And these clubs get out of control. They get to be very big.
Well, so, I was thinking where you were going with that comment is we all had to go to Kansas City for a meeting.
Well, I was kind of thinking Key West.
Oh, okay, sure.
This time of year, I don't think of Kansas City so much.
A little disappointed, but I'll
Are
make
ya?
That happen, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry about that. Okay, you know what? If you want to go to Kansas City, we'll go to Kansas City. It's okay. I love cows and barbecue sauce. But so hit us on Facebook. If you've got an idea for this grilling club, if you want to sign up, hit us on our website. There's a little spot on the grillingguys.com where on the right side of the thing, you can sign up for the grilling club. Just put your email address in there and send away. We'll send you a response so it'll approve you, and then you're on the list. And we're going to get that thing going here in the next couple of weeks. We'll send out our first email on that. But it's going to be fun because it's kind of like, you know, we've had people comment that they belong to supper clubs. A lady hit us on Facebook, and I can't think of her name, Paisans, I think is her name. She said, oh, it's going to be great. We used to belong to a supper club. Well, I know people that belong to those supper clubs, too, and they get to be really fun. Sometimes they fizzle out over the years, and, you know, people
when
get
do you
divorced
think you're gonna,
or whatever.
You know, start your first one. Well, We don't want to go all to those spots, but.
Yeah. Yes, you have to bring your real wife if
right,
you come to this.
Right.
Or single.
Right. Know. We did say there, you know, there are some rules.
There could be, you know, some rules. Adjunct clubs, I guess,
oh,
if you wanted to form.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess we're going to have to decide that, but the Winter Beer Fest is coming up in February, and that's all outdoors. So,
sure.
So, I mean, maybe we do our first one in February.
You know, here's my thought. We live in Michigan. We all live here for a reason. Some of us are here by choice, and some of us aren't. But we're pretty much all here for the change of seasons. I think you could start this anytime. I'd say go for it.
Well, we, you know, last week we talked about having a grilling party in your backyard.
Yeah.
So why can't you have a grilling club in your backyard?
True.
So whoever has some ideas on that.
Do you think you could strap a grill to a snowmobile? Yeah.
I bet you could.
I bet, yeah. Maybe you could snowmobile on up to somebody's backyard and
or if you had an old pickup truck, you could just fill the box with charcoal.
Oh, sure.
Be sweet.
I'll bring the gasoline.
No. Don't let Rob Russell hear you say you're putting gas on charcoal.
True.
You get a 5-minute lecture. We are the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and I think it's called WBBL FM, but we're going to have to change the name pretty soon because this grilling club's going to get out of control, and it's going to be like, I don't know, what we'll have to call it, something different. BBL, I guess, will work for now. But we're on every Saturday from 9 to 11. Today, we're missing Jop, and Jop is waiting patiently at the hospital. He's got a loved one who's got some medical procedures going on, and we're all thinking about him right now. And I hope he's listening so we can cheer him up out there. Prayers going out to the Joppies. Anyway, he's been replaced, and Jop, if you are listening, you know, the next couple weeks, if you need some time, it's okay. Take off, because
we miss you.
Shasta's here.
We have it all under control.
That's right.
It's all handled.
So this grilling club thing, hit us on Facebook. Let's get signed up for that. Let's talk a little bit about some Super Bowl foods. And I love grilling jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the easiest ways to do it is a little cream cheese. You know, you brown up some sausage, any kind of meat. You blend it in with the cream cheese with maybe a little onion powder, garlic powder.
Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan is, mm-hmm. is really nice to put in there. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite things to do with cream cheese, period, when you're doing mm-hmm. a heated dip.
You bet.
Wrap it in bacon, cut it in half, whatever you want to do with it. But you were talking maybe there was a way to use balsamics on yeah. a jalapeno grill. What
yeah,
would you do?
You know, you could mix a little bit of balsamic vinegar. You're only going to need a tablespoon or so. And some of that will reduce out as you cook it and heat it. But you could really kick some flavor up and put that balsamic in that cream cheese.
In the cream cheese.
You bet. Mm. Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
That is a great idea. You know, jalapenos take on a totally different flavor profile
yeah.
when you heat them up.
They do.
Now, in the Mexican culture, when you roast it, it's a chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
When you take it and take a whole jalapeno with the seeds in it, and you put it on a hot skillet and roll it around, and you kind of burn the shell on it, it's got a different name. And if anybody knows that, send me a message on Facebook and let me know what that is. I can't think of it.
I can think of a name, but I can't say it on the air because it gets really hot.
Right. That's what I thought. It has kind of that name.
Right.
Send it on Facebook so we don't have to say it over the air. But I'll tell you what. When you talk jalapenos, basic, very inexpensive.
Yeah.
You go to Spartan stores, you can get jalapenos for like, you know, a penny a piece.
Yeah, they're pretty inexpensive.
They are.
A lot of
you
flavor.
Roll them on that pan, they take on a totally different profile. Mm-hmm. They get very hot. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, me too.
But you're talking Super Bowl foods? Man, I want me a nice Michigan beer and a bunch of those jalapeno poppers. And
guacamole.
I'm good. Well, there's a good dip we need to hit next.
Right. You bet.
Okay. We are the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Grilling Guys and Gals, sorry. It's the Mickey Mouse Club on 107.3 WBBL. And coming up, we're going to talk about the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl right here on BBL. We'll be back.
Like a trap plane, high speeds and she's ready to cool. Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.